Everybody wants to see it. Nope. Oh, it didn't fade out that time.
What?
Did you fix that? I don't remember.
We'll fade it in post.
That's still fixed, right? We'll fade it in post.
Anyway, doesn't that beginning intro kind of remind you of that? The same songs that all the original YouTubers would use. The.
I don't know.
What? You don't know what I'm talking about?
Original YouTubers.
Who's the original?
Not original, but like the early on. I'm pretty sure Philip DeFranco did like.
Philip DeFranco?
Like. What's up, you beautiful bastards? And then it goes.
Probably.
No.
Yeah. No. I know what you're talking about.
Is it one of the iMovie?
Yeah, it's one of the iMovie.
It's probably one of them. Yeah.
Speaking of iMovie, wait, do we introduce ourselves?
Oh yeah.
Oh, hold on. Before we go, welcome to another episode of the Imbangium Podcast. This is episode 30, milestone, everybody.
No, it's not.
Milestone.
Is it really 30?
It is 30.
It's as old as you.
Episodes. It's as old as... No.
Get out of here. I'm not 30 yet.
An episode life. Yes, it's as old as you.
I'm going to count down the days.
And
30...
days. Holy cow.
39.
You got 30 days. Wow, it's really close. Yeah.
Speaking of...
iMovie.
Yeah.
Well
hold on. I stopped and all of a sudden I'm supposed to hold on. I'm supposed to tell
how
professional we are. This is how we podcast.
It's been 2 weeks.
We podcast every 2 weeks, every fortnight, and we talk about technology, the internet, and the public at large. I just wanted to say public at large for some strange reason.
Is it because a good majority now is now considered obese?
Yeah. Everyone's large.
Speaking of which, large. I am no longer.
Oh, you're not. You're no longer obese. Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, now you're
it's amazing.
Unbeast.
Congratulations. You're...
What's the...
You're a beast. You're just beast.
I'm just a beast.
I'm just beast now.
You're beast. Beast mode.
B-E-S.
Beast mode. yeah, congratulations. You lost over 20, 30
over 40 pounds.
40 yeah. pounds. Amazing.
Holy butts.
Yeah, I've lost...
I went down a pants size.
Nice.
You can believe that.
Are you
I can
34
believe it. I'm 32 now.
Whoa. You're like skinny.
Did you know Francis is also 32?
Yeah, I think I'm not going to get to... Yeah, I think that's it.
I thought if you lost that weight, I thought you'd look like Francis for some reason. Yeah, didn't happen.
But no. you're also looking...
I am still like 20 pounds.
You're also looking skinnier, Kuya.
I am trimmer.
Because I saw your picture in the YouTube Calgary, and I'm like, holy crap. Kuya's thin.
Yeah, I'm losing weight. I've lost about 30 pounds myself. So I didn't. And you know what? For me, I'm no longer morbidly obese.
Oh, you're just obese.
I'm really obese. Obese, very obese, and then morbidly obese.
And this is based on the American Body Mass Index.
Yeah, the BMI thing.
Yeah.
And I've removed myself from the morbidly obese one because it's, you know, a classification being morbidly obese, and now I'm just very obese in between that.
They should just call it the BSMI because it's the bulge.
But I've been reading up on it though.
Using lynda.com?
No, not lynda.com. But I've been reading up on some of the studies. I technically, my healthy weight should be at 210 pounds because it's literally if I start losing any more from 210 down, I start losing muscle mass. But I always had,
not if you're lean.
I was pure muscle.
Well, it depends on.
210.
He's the doctor.
Yeah.
Because BMI is the worst thing to
it's true.
Distinguish by. And then to get closer to a more accurate depiction of where you
You want to be at a body fat percentage, right?
Using body fat percentage, typically, I think the most cost-effective method is doing skin fold tests.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They pinch your skin, and then they have a
it's
measure.
It's like a caliper. Yeah,
a caliper.
How is it? Cost effective.
Because
it's just a caliper. The caliper.
Yeah.
No, it's cost effective. No, but the other methods are things like sending a jolt of electricity from like one side of your body to the other to determine the resistance of the fat.
I have that at home. It's a Weight Watchers scale.
Is that accurate?
Isn't it?
It should. It will hope so. Actually, my fat to water ratio, fat I guess. To not fat whatever ratio. Accent ratio that is. Apparently, I'm like very healthy.
It's the body to fat ratio.
Yeah,
body fat percentage.
Body to fat ratio.
How much fat do you have to your body?
I think healthy range is like 15 to 20%.
Yeah, I'm at 15%. Are you at 20?
I don't know.
Holy crap! How does that work?
Well, that's what my Weight Watcher scale tells me. That's why.
I'm like 15%.
All right, Darren,
I was very
grab my skin.
I didn't learn. He has to have a caliper.
Does it feel like 15? The other way, pinch my skin.
The other way is also your blood pressure too, right? As long as you're in your blood pressure is in a regular range.
Yeah.
For your age and height and weight, I guess. That's also gives you a really good indication of your
And I think
of your healthiness.
I think the most accurate is blood underwater tests. Weighing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's not the cost-effective one.
Yeah, it's definitely not. Because you need several people.
What are you weighing underwater?
So they have...
It's the water displacement.
Yeah. Mm. And then they have...
But does that say healthiness or is that your weight? Like what do you... What
your
does
body fat percent.
It's your weightiness. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
how well you float.
Fat floats.
Because BMI doesn't take into account the fat versus muscle, right?
Yeah.
But that makes sense. But with underwater weighing, I'm sure there's a more proper term for it.
So does this mean you have a six pack now?
No.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, right? Like if I lose 440 pounds, will my six pack start to appear?
Yeah, because I have a six pack. It's just underneath all this fat.
I've always had a keg. Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Congratulations on that, and hopefully, hopefully you don't disappear on us.
Yeah. You'll be like, who's that actress? Kate Moss, actress, model. Yeah.
Is it Kate Moss?
Kate Moss?
I think so. She turns sideways.
She turns sideways. She disappears. Hoop cracking the floor.
Oh, there's a wind. Oh, that's Family Guy, by the way.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. So congratulations. Hopefully. Yeah,
now you can spend more time on lynda.com.
Yeah. Well, you've been trying to segue
I can spend more time using iMovie and GarageBand.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And then you can learn how to use that.
See, in lynda.com.
So this last couple of weeks here, I've signed up for the public library card for here in Calgary.
Calgary Public Library.
So, and Darren free? Can attest. Darren,
it's
you can,
free.
You can attest that having fun isn't hard.
If you have a library card. Yeah.
I've never heard that saying before.
Sure you have.
You have.
From Arthur.
Okay,
when
probably.
Arthur gets a... library card, and then he finds out Binky can't read.
Binky can play the piano, but he can't read.
Yeah, Binky's like learning in the kids section.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, he is a kid.
Oh, I guess they are kids.
He is like eight or nine.
Okay.
We're in grade three, so
that's funny. But
the lore to Arthur is very deep. So
it's pretty deep, actually.
A deep lore in Arthur. Yeah, we ended up I found out by my YouTube friends. They told me to go get it. Saw it on Facebook, and they said you can get access to lynda.com for free as a library card holder.
So
in
what,
Calgary,
what is lynda.com?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Daryl. The Lynda.
They're this week's sponsor.
This week's sponsor. Hopefully, no, since they're giving it away for free.
Yeah,
we're going to have to sponsor
them. We're sponsored by Calgary because we live here.
Lynda.com is a online training site that teaches you about different subjects and topics. And it's kind of like a university. It should be lyndauniversity.com.
Sort of
because,
like it, yeah.
That's too much
it's typing. It's self-study.
People have to learn how to type first before they can type in lyndauniversity.com.
I don't know how to spell university. But the big thing about lynda.com is that a lot of creative outlets, you can learn a lot of those and train on those on lynda.com, like Photoshop, writing,
you
videography,
like
filmography, filming.
You can do technical training as well.
Yeah, a lot of technical
training. Because I saw a lot of Microsoft...
Yeah.
Courses on there.
So. Yeah, there's also like management training, managerial courses.
What's and so hard like about that? You just say, hey, you, don't do that. Do this. I'm a manager.
It's the happy, happy monster sound. No?
No.
Never mind then.
I think you're too old for that.
Yeah, no. I think I'm old enough for it. But yeah, I got it. And I started my PhD in filmography. So I'll be a doctor. But I've started learning about film.
Have you gone to the library?
I want to see someone do that.
The reason why would you buy lynda.com and try to challenge it?
I want to see someone like learn off lynda.com and then try to challenge like a post-secondary course. Because you can do that.
Can you challenge post-secondary? Secondary? Yeah, but you still have to pay for the designation, right?
That just makes it, that's the certification, right?
Yeah.
You gotta pay for certification.
Right now, I'm learning on editing and filming, so... hopefully I can become better. That's mine. How about you, Darian?
I don't know. Maybe I'll learn to make a website.
There you go.
I think. Yeah.
So that when we get sponsored by Squarespace.
So that we can have a website.
let's reach 50 and we'll have a website.
I wanted to learn American Sign Language, but they don't have any language courses on there. So
No.
It's all technical and media-based. Sorry, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all technical and media-based that I've seen.
Yeah,
so nothing that I want right now.
But it makes you wonder how they keep the money flowing if lynda.com is giving that away for free.
It's because LinkedIn is just like, hey, investors, you should give us more VC, and they're like, oh, okay,
VC.
Venture capital funds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's the only way LinkedIn is really getting money. Do you really think people are, like you, mm-hmm. Do you really think people are paying to message more?
I think they are. Actually, this is a really big thing for me because I do use LinkedIn a lot.
Do you use that to hire people?
No. Unfortunately, the people who come into my industry either already are very deeply rooted into the industry or are starting out, so LinkedIn doesn't work. Regular means of hiring is how we do our hiring there. But LinkedIn is really great for connecting our industries together, right? Event planners / audiovisual / companies who require those two professions, event planners and audiovisual, for their meetings. So, but I use that very, very much, but I reached a level cap. How much I can send messages to people on LinkedIn, and
that's what the internet calls a paywall.
A paywall, yeah.
Ooh.
So I'm at like almost 305, almost 310 connections in LinkedIn, but I don't think I can spend money.
For it to be
Facebook, and I can message people. I can find other ways to connect with these people. I was like, oh, you work at this company. I might as well call that company and say, hi, I'm Brian. I wanted to connect with you on LinkedIn or for business, right?
Exactly.
I just don't know who spends that money. And I can guarantee you there are a lot of people who do spend money for that LinkedIn privilege to message other people.
Yeah. So what it sounds like to me is that Facebook's never going away.
Facebook will never go away. And not only that,
I think it will, actually.
You think? How
soon? Because really? Facebook is for old people. You know?
No, I don't think so.
Young people use Tumblr and Snapchat.
I can raise my hand there and kind of say there is a place for Facebook, considering that meetup.com doesn't have a forum based type of thing, and for YouTube, for my community, the YouTube Calgary community. Actually, Daryl's part of that community.
Never been to one of the events.
You'll be there one day. I can guarantee you. The YouTube
season's for, hey, I need you to pick me up.
Yeah,
like, oh yeah, I'm not done yet. You should come in. Yeah. Like, oh, what's this? Oh, it's YouTube Calgary. Like, I need to come here.
No, see, the best part about it is you have people like Mind actually connecting on Facebook, and people who and those people are all young too, right?
Yeah.
So
on Facebook, Darian.
On Facebook.
You heard them.
So they know, but the people who actually use Facebook as like, oh, look at my cat and look at my dog, look at my kids. I still do that too. I do that with Instagram, right? But people use Facebook like YouTube Calgary, which is a really starting to be a big community now. YouTube Calgary uses that to get better at their YouTube videos and share their YouTube videos and ask for help and so on and so forth. And we just Facebook Live last time, and then we YouTube Live this time. Right now, the Facebook forum portion is still 100% number one. I still don't see any place who can give something like that, unless it's a real forum.
Dane, it's like the post that I saw, and I am very smart. Yes, I'm the guy wearing headphones waiting for the band that I want to listen to come right on while I read philosophy on my smartphone. Oh, my God. It's like, oh, my gosh.
That's a really weird meme. Oh. Why would I do that?
No, man, there are a lot of people that do that.
Yeah, but there's still people. Facebook in itself, it's not. I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. But hey, I've always been wrong. So unless there is some, unless you know of another place that has a forum that connects people that way, mm-hmm. Google Plus.
Yeah, everyone's using Google.
Yeah,
Plus.
Everyone's using Google Plus, right? So
live
journal. aside from YouTube, where we create our content and we distribute our content that way. We still need another place to kind of
Friendster.
Hang out and Friendster to go out. So
MySpace,
it's been really good. Your Facebook groups are, this Facebook group at least has been the best Facebook group I've ever joined.
You want to know the best use of Facebook I had when I started school? And I was just like, all right, if anybody has questions, we're all going to be in a Facebook group, and then all of us are going to help each other. It was the best. It was the best thing ever.
And it worked.
Hmm. It worked because it's just like, hey, you know, we've talked about this before. Can someone help me explain? And then people would just go through it. It's like, oh, actually, it goes like this. And so it's like, yeah, it goes like that. And then there's actually this bit. And I'm like, oh, cool. And so that helped me a lot.
Is there anything that's a Facebook killer that has been created recently?
A Facebook killer?
Yeah. Well,
obviously, Tumblr.
No. Really? What do, Tumblr is just like blogs, isn't it? Blogs and postings about stuff.
It's yeah.
Yeah, they do like reblogging or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a blog.
It's a Twitter. It's blog. Like, it's Twitter for blogs.
Yeah, it's yeah. A,
I don't use
it's
Tumblr.
It's a non-limited character. Yeah. Post that can
okay,
include images or videos that people can reblog and comment on. It's more of like a...
It's like a heftier Twitter.
Kind of.
Yes. Like, yeah.
I think that's
but
fair
not,
enough.
I
you just like repost things instead of retweet them.
Yeah.
I think
repost
the next,
pictures and repost
I think
all
the
that.
Next Facebook is going to be the government-based one.
Mm,
where
interesting.
Where you sign it up according to your passport.
Oh really?
That would be very
scary.
Efficient. Sorry.
No, because then, well, it, then okay,
then
so,
then
so,
you don't, you can only you just need your phone. You don't need your wallet or anything anymore.
No, it's more of like just think about how Facebook started. Facebook started, and the popularity was there because it was all about exclusivity.
Yeah,
you had to have a .edu account to be able to create a Facebook account.
Mm-hmm.
And this, what's that called? There's a word for it. It gave validity to your account.
Yeah.
Because it says, I'm a student. I have an EDU email, and I can set it up this way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just think about Facebook, and then people wouldn't be able to create duplicate fake accounts. Right? Mm-hmm. Everything is tied to a legitimate form of identification by the government.
That makes sense. So it's going to be...
It'll be...
Called what? Is it real?
Big Brother.
Big Brother, that'd be gay. It's be game over.
Because everything's gonna be monitored.
Oh, it's gonna happen, right?
It's already happening, and people turn a blind eye to it, just like these flat Earth theorist guys.
Either way, Facebook's great for that. What? Twitter. I've been learning about Twitter though.
But still can't understand Snapchat.
I still don't understand Snapchat.
Just think of it as an immediate one-way communication that isn't...
It's just one way.
Yeah.
No.
Well you know, it's the main use of Snapchat is a one-way communication form. You can send an image to a person. You can send a message to a person. You can send an image or a message to people in your friends list.
Yeah.
Or to the whole world.
How about the people who follow you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put on your story.
That, and that's basically
but they,
that's,
all that's they can the do is gist of all Snapchat. They can do is like it, right?
No, they don't even like it.
It's kind of it makes me you see this there's no feedback, right? Just
think about letters.
Oh no, the feedback is when you view your story and you see that some people aren't looking anymore.
Yeah. So you'd be like, I've sent Jeff 19 images and it's still unread from like 3 Sundays ago.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeez, Jeff. No, I'm just saying, just in general. Yeah. But like,
oh, so it's about them interacting with your content.
If it's something that really you want feedback,
or it's like
for you would, or if it's something that deserves the feedback, I guess someone would like message you, be like,
"LOL,"
yeah,
or sweet, or
about
nice tips.
About the thing
about the thing that they watched,
about the thing that you yeah.
Just think of it as the old school way of sending a message to a person.
Is it? Okay? So are you saying like it's kind of like YouTube, but not YouTube?
No, it's more of like sending a letter to a person or to a group of people.
Okay.
And then when that person opens that letter, the satisfaction comes from seeing that message.
Oh, saying the read receipt.
It was read. The read receipt, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I hate those on emails. And then the endorphins start flowing when you get a response back. That's what it all is. We're living in a digital... I was going to go into...
digital world.
No, I was going to go into Jeffrey. Dumb Jeffrey.
Jeffrey the dumbass?
Jeffrey the dumbass feels like... digicity.
Digicity.
But yeah. That's basically... It's, like
Snapchat is literally... Facebook posts,
but see, just think okay, about. Yeah, I see that, but
except,
it's like,
except you don't have to live with the thought of people not liking it.
It's on a YouTube video as well.
So is the future of social media going to be, because now that I put my thought out there of having passports to verify your account, do you think that it'll start to get younger and younger? I mean, I understand that there are kids that are already like 12 and 13. They've got their own phone. They have their own Facebook account. You know, they're pwning noobs. They don't even say that anymore in Call of Duty. They're effing your mom. That's basically the equivalent of pwning noobs. And does that mean, like, maybe when you register your kid, they now need to have a Facebook account. And the teacher has to add them as a student, not as a friend, right? Yeah, you're going to have different levels.
That sounds
and
great.
Then the teacher creates a Facebook group for the class.
That sounds incredible.
Right? It's streamlining everything.
Yes. Streamlining
and then
is
it keeps
great.
A record of everything.
And if you need someone's contact information, you don't have to like set it up yourself.
You don't. Darian, do you know what a Rolodex is?
I don't know what that is.
See? You don't have to pull out your Rolodex and dig through all the contact cards in your Rolodex.
I know what that is.
Or mom didn't have a Rolodex. She had an address book that had a slider for the letter.
Yeah.
So she slid it to like letter F and then she opened it and it opened to like the F's.
Yeah, the last name was with F.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a physical compartment that held all these things.
But even with those, you still had to write all the information yourself.
You had to physically write them.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Or
if you were rich enough
to have a typewriter, you could type
if it was legitimate identification, right? Then let's say it's integrated into, because it's basically your digital profile, your official profile.
Yeah.
Then integrated into like near field communication.
And then
just give your information there. That's everything.
Yeah. And then listen to this, okay? 10 years, your child is about to graduate high school from, and then they get a reminder. On this day, 10 years ago, Jimmy pooped himself in school. And people are commenting on it and everything. Wow. Oh, that's so cute. That's just me integrating the Facebook on this day feature. Come on this day is amazing.
Yeah. It's okay.
What do you mean it's okay?
There's someone.
It's like someone sending you a letter. Like, hey, do you remember this time? 4 years ago?
On this day, you shared SpongeBob SquarePants meme.
Yeah, and it was fantastic when I rewatch it. Yeah, I'm like, I'm having the same emotions I've seen
some people who had irrelevant on these days that you just posted. It's just like, really? That it makes no sense. It's fine with me. I still use Facebook. So
Digicity, Darian. It's coming to fruition.
Digicity. Idiocracy is coming to fruition.
Idiocracy is here. It's Donald Trump is president. Idiocracy is here.
Idiocracy. We still haven't gotten out my balls. We are
marching
just
for
yet.
Science.
Ouch, my That's... balls has not has not as soon as that as soon as that television show.
That's Fail Army. That's what it is.
Ouch, my
That's
balls.
That's Fail Blog. That's the same thing. It's just your entire body and it's other people.
Speaking of Fail Army, though, I have to voice my disgust with Nintendo right now.
Why are you discussing them?
Because they discontinued the classic NES.
That's
a disdain. They didn't
deserve it.
No,
they
no,
were.
That's DES.
They were making so much money off of that.
No,
thing.
They weren't because they didn't have any stock.
Yes, no, they were.
They didn't
every
make
time
any money.
I know they did.
You
want to
know
money.
Who made money? People that bought multiple purchases of it.
They Nintendo made it, and they're sold out. It means they were making money every time it came into the store. It made money.
Just like that Diablo 3 guy, he bought like 15 copies of the collector's edition of Diablo 3 and he made like $10,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's Diablo 3 though. That's why, why in the end, why would they discontinue that thing?
Because in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Oh man.
Like why? Probably because they'll just port that to the Nintendo Switch.
Here, I'll give you.
Then you can just play your NES games
anywhere.
Then
you can buy it there.
Because there are reviews saying that the NES Classic versions are like 10 times better than the virtual ROMs, right?
Yeah, the NES is the proper conversion.
Yeah,
like it's crisper and cleaner. Even if you play it onto the.
So why don't you just buy a Raspberry Pi?
The ports aren't that. As good as the,
why not
the one that they have there? Because it's actually proprietary Nintendo. The highest version of that 8-bit genre.
It's the same coding. So the difference,
there's still hardware, right? There's hardware that pumps out from the HDMI.
So if I were to hook up,
I think it's also to do with legitimacy, right?
Legitimate.
Raspberry Pi is not legitimate.
Well, that is as long as you own the.
Yeah, sure. You have the.
As long as you own the physical copy, remember?
Okay.
We downloaded these ROMs.
Let's say there's two TVs next to each other. One has the Raspberry Pi, and one has the Nintendo Classic,
And they look exactly the same, and they play exactly the same.
I'd rather play on the Nintendo Classic.
Me too.
You guys are such
snobs. Legitimacy.
It's legitimate that. And here's the thing, though, right? Raspberry Pi, you can tweak all these things. You're playing how Nintendo wanted to have people play it. That's another thing, too, right?
Wasn't that a show on X92.9?
What?
Here's the thing.
I don't know.
No, you don't remember that? At like 7 a.m.?
No.
Frasier would do a... Or no, Roger would do it.
Oh, Roger Kincaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's on like 660 News now or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's an old man.
He's living it up. He's an old man. He's 32, isn't he?
Roger's older. Roger's older than the
Is
other
he like
one.
40?
He's Roger was older, and then there was another one that was younger.
Yeah, Frasier.
Frasier and Roger, right? Frasier was the younger one. Roger was the older one.
He got a TV show, right?
Frasier got the older one.
God damn it, Darian. That show ended before he was even hungry.
Yeah, no, I don't. These are two disc jockeys from Calgary, so. Okay, that's pretty much my thing. They're going to do Super NES one. So basically, maybe. Everyone who owns a Nintendo Classic is now going to make money off of
they
selling their fucking.
They should just call it the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah,
and then it has
everything.
It should have been that, but it isn't.
You know,
and then it's like,
but smarter men than us, I guess, are in the marketing.
Smarter department. Japanese men. than us.
No, that's Nintendo America making the calls.
For that classic NES?
Absolutely.
No, it's all over the world. That classic NES was being sold all over the world.
Call over?
But yeah, hopefully then the Super Nintendo comes out. And maybe it's like every year, it's like a different year. So, you know, like, or every time they release one, yeah. It's a 2-year thing. Yeah.
Do you know what he's talking about? He's talking about what Disney was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
They
we're locking up in the Disney vault.
Oh, okay.
Get your Nintendo NES suit before it gets locked away forever. Like Daddy O5's kids.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about that guy.
Well, that's one of my topics.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Okay. But, yeah, that's basically what I'm... Since we already started with the Daddy O5 thing, we might as well get it out of the way.
Okay, he's a guy that has 5 kids and he beats them.
Beats the redheaded, redheaded one.
Yeah, which is the mom's stepchild.
Yeah, his real biological child.
But not the mom's.
Yeah, he literally. Have you seen?
I've not.
Oh my God.
So
so bad.
Oh my God. This family.
It's on YouTube.
It's just a prank to their kids.
Oh, so it's all just everything's
a prank,
good,
bro.
Yeah, it's just all a prank. Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's exaggerated. Nothing is for real. And then they put up like an apology video this morning yesterday afternoon.
Oh, there's a new one. There's a new one.
There's a new one.
They've been putting apology videos that aren't apology videos.
They deleted all of their and then they deleted all of their content and they put up
Someone deleted or privated?
Probably. Okay. Somebody probably started downloading their videos as soon as that happened, man.
Probably, but the newest video they posted up, they're like in front of a green screen and they're all like dressed nice. The guy's wearing a sweater vest and the mom is in like a dress.
What are we in YouTube court or something?
I don't know.
See, you didn't even want to talk about it. You're telling me something new. I didn't realize that there was more to this thing.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll start from the beginning. First of all.
Yeah. So the beginning.
Phil DeFranco brought it up. That's
how I found out too.
Philly D.
Because Phil DeFranco.
Raise the roof, Philly D.
It's great. Anyway,
he's great. The situation is not.
The recent video that caused all the issues, well, there was like, I don't know, this channel has what, 700,000, 800,000?
Oh my God, 750,000 subscribers. Yeah.
They have that many, okay? One of the most recent ones was they had invisible ink where it's just easy to clean, and they sprayed it all over the kids' floor, like one of the kids' floor, the one that they...
They don't like the one, that they did,
which is really hard to understand. Where you don't like one child,
it's kind of like Daryl. Look at Daryl's face.
What?
It's like when you want to put it on somebody, it's Daryl's fault, or it's Francis's fault, and then Francis goes, "It's not my fault."
Yeah, don't worry,
Daryl.
Brianna's gonna do that a lot.
Yeah,
just wait for it, man.
But it's like. Finding the because you can pick on Daryl, you can pick on Francis, and then the oldest and the youngest doesn't get picked on.
So anyway, they sprayed all of this ink. It looks like ink, basically, all over the kids' carpet, and then the mom and the dad are just yelling,
like swearing.
At the top of their lungs, like, "Why did you do this? Are you crazy?" And then just like
not just the top of their lungs, like the very essence of their beings.
Yeah. They're shouting from the heavens.
Yeah, literally. The kid and the kid,
and
right?
The kid is just like, "I didn't do it." He's like, because he didn't. He didn't do it.
Yeah.
And this video goes on for like 5 minutes. So imagine getting that kind of abuse, because that's abuse.
That's abuse. Yeah.
From your parents. These are the people that you're supposed to trust 100%
gaslighting.
Yeah.
That's what? Gaslighting. Oh, you're just crazy.
Yeah.
We didn't abuse you.
No, we didn't do that.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, and then the parents
just... It's
just
a prank,
like,
bro, yeah, he goes.
Yeah. Like, no one got hurt, right? Right, kids? No one
right?
got hurt.
Nobody got hurt.
No. It was just a prank, right? Yeah, it's just a prank.
Oh,
and
my
the
God.
Kid, the kid, you
watch
You can
it?
Already see the kid is scarred.
Not just
and
scarred,
you
but
and
like programmed.
Yeah.
Like in his brain that he...
And
but
because
this is
you
just
love
normal.
Because you love your parents, you're never going to out them when they say stuff like that, right? So they're going to be like,
the people who feed you, who clothe you, who house you.
Yeah.
Are you going to badmouth them?
Yeah.
This is where, you know, that really, those really sad stories where the kid doesn't had enough and finds the dad's gun and goes on a rampage.
Pretty much.
Like it's, if you think that you wonder how could this happen, they basically put a window to before the kid goes mentally crazy.
This is making a murderer.
Basically, man. Like it's super, like, and you, there's other videos like the kid gets pushed into the wall. He's being restrained. You know how like when we fight as kids? It's one thing for us to be in the basement and then like playing and all of a sudden
and then I mom start and dad here. Right? Just yells like, what happened?
What's going on? Right? You hear that? Instead of them reprimanding and then stopping the fight,
the dad just like coerces it.
And he films
he's
it.
Filming it for the views. For the views.
Oh, World Star?
World Star for YouTube. There was another video that Phil found that people had sent to him or something like that, and they basically was deleted off of their channel. Was the middle kids? They played a game, and the game was if you lose, you have to get a slap.
It was the bottle flip thing.
If
the bottle doesn't land, you get slapped. So then the girl does it, she misses, and then the older kid slaps the
like
ever living
daylight. We're talking about, you know, like 180 degrees. Yeah. The arm goes like back 180 degrees. Back,
follow through.
Just oh my like, gosh! The hair flicks. Her head turns.
And she's squealing. And because it's like,
oh, you could feel the pain.
You can hear how hard it is.
Like your heart just goes, oh my god, that little girl just got slapped.
Yeah.
And you're going.
And the dad goes, remember, you're not allowed to hit girls, but she's your sister, so it's different.
Yeah.
Because that makes it okay.
Yeah. Oh my. So there's a new video.
There's a new video of them. It looks so staged and so scripted.
Because of the lawyer. They called lawyers, man.
Yeah.
They're
playing the victims.
They're still playing victims. Are they still
blaming
Philip DeFranco on it?
Philip the freak guy.
Is that what they
said? I think that's what they call them.
They call him
the previous video.
The previous one.
Yeah.
Oh so my.
Like, we were victimized.
No.
Oh, and he was just like,
that's not.
Someone
it.
Tried to run my wife off the road. I was like,
oh yeah.
All because of this? Yeah. Okay.
I feel like
your wife probably doesn't know how to drive.
I feel sorrow.
Sorrow.
It's just a bad situation, and it just shows the power of the internet and how
what the power of Christ can compel you to
do. Yeah, probably. With great power comes great responsibility.
It's
and
true.
You know what? There's some people who are out there who are defending what the parents are doing. They're saying that the redheaded kid is like, oh yeah, he's just gonna be stronger when he's older. And I'm like, that's not.
Do you know why?
It's one thing that. Me and Daryl get into spats. Daryl and Francis get into spats, or you and Francis get into spats and stuff like that. Like as little kids, but the parents are there to stop you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, both the mom and yeah. Oh yeah, Francis hated him.
Yeah,
we love you, Francis. Did you remember that story? Mom would say, Francis walked into the room. Oh, Darian yeah. was inside.
Oh, and went like this,
and he raised his fist, going like in the air, like
yeah.
waving his fist, just like. You've stolen my family. but the parents are there to, you know, say, hey, no, that's not right. You don't do that.
Yeah, they're
right?
the mediators.
But
they're not the
instigators or the inflammatory yums. Yeah.
Anyway, the people that are supporting the channel are basically the kid.
They're basically
they're the grown up version of that kid. Right.
Because
they're like, yeah, yeah. My family was like that too. I got hit. I got beat.
Look at me, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah, but that's not right. You don't justify that, man. Hey, I got beat. Thanks, granddad. But that's a long I can't help.
Bitten by another child.
Yeah, yeah.
And the babysitter just let it happen.
Didn't do anything.
Anything about that.
Brianna got pinched at the library when we went to the library 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I was this close to freaking blowing a gasket. This close. The little kid freaking pinched Brianna and, like, it was bleeding. And the mom, as soon as I saw, I was just like, yo, lady. The mom put her hand hand in her head. And I'm like,
I get it.
I have, take a deep breath. Okay, no. This lady is working it out, and she's gonna tell this kid what not to do anymore.
And did she?
She did.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
No, if she, I was just like, yo, put your kid on a leash. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you see?
And here I am.
You
thinking,
see what my kid did? What your kid did thinking, to my
why,
kid?
Like, why is that kid on a leash? Like, oh, that's why.
It's, you know what? I think that was Korn's first iteration of their album, Kid on a Leash, not Freak on a Leash.
Yeah. It was when they were trying to do a children's song.
Kid on a Leash.
Oh, but they're like, you know what? We do metal songs better.
You know what?
So
though,
they changed the title to Freak on a Leash.
It's really tough though, right? It's like
to be a parent.
Well, I feel really bad sometimes as when I lose my temper with the girls.
You can't help that though. That's hereditary.
No, but I mean, like, it's, and
because I lose my temper with people on the internet.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's just hard to. I can lose my temper. I'll walk away, and I'll walk away from the situation. But to do that to their kids, I don't know. I just don't understand it. I can't. Mom and dad. Well, then again, mom would give us knives and say, "Go ahead, kill your brother if you want him dead."
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went.
Yeah,
because, like, we knew.
You don't like your brother, huh? You wanna hurt him? Okay, here's a knife. And then you're just like, "Whoa, situation just got real."
Yeah.
Shit just got real. I'm gonna say shit. Yeah. Oh man.
The situation.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
But that's about it, really.
Yep.
Yeah. I have to watch this video now.
Yeah, it's hard to watch. It's 2 minutes long. I lasted 15 seconds.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it.
I watched the same 15 seconds and I was like, yeah, no. Like, I moved on.
Oh, you saw, it?
I just saw the video. Yeah, I had no idea what was going on.
Because it was trending. Of course it's trending. Because they put up a video and in 10 minutes it had 500,000 views.
Holy crap.
Of course
crap.
It's trending.
Yeah, and it's monetized too, hey?
Absolutely is.
Making the money. Holy crap.
And Philip DeFranco. Philip DeFranco was awesome because when he was talking about it, he was like, this is not getting monetized at all.
No monetization.
Because I do not want this topic to be one of the reasons why we're making money.
Yeah.
And so he was just like, it's completely like no monetization.
Yo, man, props to him, but I think his staff's like, yo, Phil.
Yeah. I guess we're not getting that bonus now, huh?
No bonus this year, hey?
We're still looking for a place to move into, huh? have you watched?
Yeah,
I've been watching their weekly vlogs.
Yeah,
oh,
they're,
man.
They're great.
Joe is great. He's a great vlogger. Because that's all he does. That's his job.
Yeah, that's his job.
Joe just vlogs.
All he does.
That's
he
does.
Well, he follows Phil and the whole group, like that guy who follows Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh, I don't watch Gary Vaynerchuk.
You don't like him, do you?
It's not that I don't like him. It's that sometimes his messages are a little construed.
Because you have to figure it out. It's just like, what's that thing called? Think and Grow Rich.
Well, I don't know, man.
He's just there to motivate you for the moment.
He's a momentary motivator.
Yeah, for the moment, motivation, that's for him. Everything else, I think...
It's some poor advice.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah. If you need motivation today, watch it.
if you are feeling low on yourself, and just watch it. He'll lift you up.
Yeah.
But don't, like, take it with a grain of salt because
lift
it's
me up.
Yeah, fly higher than the mountain. And it was also You Raise Me Up.
Oh, sorry. Speaking of lifting.
Oh my god, my buns.
Thanks for the pizza yesterday, Daryl.
Yeah, no problem. Next time we'll get bun me.
Yeah. Delicious pizza. What? The pizza was delicious.
Are we going to promote that? Are we going to promote the pizza? Caesars on the Cloud Trail. Yo,
check out Little Caesars on the Cloud Trail and Glenmore. They're awesome. They're beside the Guitar Works. Oh, and while we're at it, Guitar Works. Check out Guitar Works.
And Fatburger.
And Fatburger. And Buffalo Wild Wings. It's right in the same complex.
Yep.
And the nail store.
and
the wine store.
So I moved from... Oh, well, my Facebook post last night basically sums everything up. What's more fun than planning one wedding? Planning two. And what's more fun than that? Planning three weddings. And what's more fun than that? Moving between all of that.
Yeah.
So.
And what else is fun with that?
You're planning third weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, and work. I have to work. Yeah,
he's so. Poly. Did you not know? You didn't know that? Your brother has been poly.
He has two other wives.
He's no, yeah, he's two other wives and a gentleman.
Yeah.
All of them are getting married.
Yeah, except he doesn't live in the house. He's just down the hall.
Down the hall. Down the hall. No, he's...
No, anyway.
Nothing, no, no, there's nothing... Before we continue, just, there's nothing wrong with poly.
It's just a prank.
Being poly. Just a prank,
just a prank.
It's just a prank, bro. I came... Actually, you know what's funny?
you came, you saw?
No. Last year, when we first started doing the negative podcasts...
Oh, yeah.
We talked about polyamory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun... We should do that next week. I came to terms with... I do not have the intellectual prowess of being...
So it's like that song...
Your wife
looks in your eye, and then you meet a guy that's polyamory.
Really? Did you make that song up right here?
Yeah.
Wow. You should tell that.
Oh, trust me. I have a ton of parody.
I have.
Ask Darian.
You know what? I know a lot of people who are in those poly relationships. You know,
yeah, me too. And it's messed up, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
You and I are in the same. You're in the same.
Yeah, I love Ellie. I can't handle more than one.
Yeah, I'm like a potato. Like what did I say? It was like I have the emotional range of a potato. That's what I have. I try to understand it, and I'm just, all I think about is like, but what about the other person? Yeah. Every time.
Some people just sound selfish.
We should find someone who's poly. We should interview them on
the podcast. No, I can't, because then my head can't wrap around the idea of polyamory, because I'm not insane.
That's the whole conflict about
love triangles, which is a very popular topic.
It's cliched in anime.
Yeah, exactly.
you mean,
it makes everyone angry.
there was an anime. One of the last animes I watched, and was like, this girl loved this dude, but this dude loved ramen, so he couldn't love anyone else
except for ramen.
You sure it wasn't curry?
But that's,
oh yeah, what is that?
School Rumble.
Oh, it is School Rumble. And well, no, shoot, what was his name? Is it
Harima Kenji? He was in love with a girl.
Yeah, he.
Yeah, and she's in love with
the guy
with the other guy with Harry.
No, she's not in love with Harry.
What's his name?
She's in love with Karasuma.
Yeah, Karasuma.
I forgot. It's been such a long time.
Anyways,
before we digress from moving, all I have to say is I don't understand it. One day I will.
I don't think I will. One day.
You have to open your mind, Dale.
My mind is wide open.
Open your mind.
What I'm saying is, like, I don't even know if I could have a mistress. Like, it's too much work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm lazy.
That's what I told
simple.
Rolo was like, Rolo one day went, she was like, would you ever cheat on me? And I went, man, I can only handle one of you.
Exactly. Like I said,
I cannot, crazy. Like I said, I have the emotional range of a potato, and one day,
like,
I
one may... is hard enough. One is hard enough.
Yes.
Like, I am not looking to compete in the marital affairs.
Yeah.
Game.
Well, no, let's just put it this way. In the future, people may be enlightened to have, like, different relationships. Unfortunately, you and I, and our brothers, have been brought up in...
Right.
Daryl. Why would you say that?
About me?
No. It's all right. Darian's already in love with one person. It's anime.
Jesus. Sorry?
No, that's not one person. That's three.
So that's polyamory right there.
What was that? Did we make that joke yesterday?
Yes, we did.
Like, dear God, it's me.
You.
That was last week.
No, he did it yesterday, too.
Oh, he did it yesterday. No. It wasn't me. Darian did it.
I did it. Yeah, that was last week then.
Easter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was Easter dinner.
Oh, we're all going to hell. We you know what? I love all of my LGBTQ peoples.
No, hey, you're missing a lot of people.
LGBTQP plus?
IA.
Don't fuck around.
I'm not kidding. No, sorry.
IA.
So there's a D, demisexual. That's what I am. I'm demisexual. Did you know that?
You're in love with
Demi Lovato?
With demigods.
Oh, wait.
No, no. Demisexual. I looked this up. Demisexual is sometimes you're horny, sometimes you're not. And I'm like, that's totally me.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. That's why it doesn't make sense.
No, it's LGBTQ. LGBTQ plus.
D-I-A.
No. Please, if anybody who listens to us, please straighten my brother out.
I'm searching.
That's
right
that.
Now.
That's a.
Yep. Here it is.
Okay.
LGBTQDIA.
DIA.
Meaning.
Why isn't poly in there?
It is.
Where are they? Why doesn't it say P
hang
there?
On, hang on. There was. Oh, here we go. LGBTQ plus.
Plus, and then the plus is.
Oh no! This isn't the.
Okay,
it's a little unfair for the people who reside in the plus, though, don't you think?
It's just, hey, you know what? There's also like it's an alternative lifestyle,
but
right?
Like it's like okay,
that's
so
people apparently say
the demi is like sometimes you're asexual, sometimes you're intersexual, and I was just like, that's just the same thing.
No, but asexual has no. Some there are people who are asexual.
That's why I'm saying sometimes you're horny, sometimes you're not.
Oh.
Sometimes you're asexual, sometimes you're not. That okay. That was the demi.
Oh.
There was a Tumblr post. I believe that.
Anyways, I'm sure that if we were any, I'm sure if this podcast was actually to a million people, we'd be in trouble by now. So no. We can stop it right
no.
there. Yeah, you know what? That's we should have somebody who's
in the plus
section.
How they feel being a plus and not part of the main
LGBT. Yeah.
Right?
Do you know what the Q is?
Queer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between queer and gay?
Well, gay is homosexual. Homosexual.
So why isn't H then? Why is lesbian and gay also there? Why isn't it just homosexual? Because there's homosexual, there's bisexual, there's transsexual.
No.
And because then queer. Queer is useless. Why isn't it HBT?
Oh, no. Isn't it homosexuality is in that range.
It's not,
and that's the,
it's not
and
part
the
of
homosexuality
the...
is the range that where they're, the where
yeah,
it's
between
in.
Between
lesbian and
gay.
And gay.
Yeah.
Right? And trans. Because then you're TQ, queer. It's in that range. It's the range of it. I don't know. I'm not gay, so I can't really answer that.
Is this another... the range of your understanding,
like I said,
of a potato.
No. The range of understanding that human beings are human beings. I have a very large range for that. My emotional range, though, where my sexuality is concerned with monogamy versus polyamory and people who want to have more than one relationship. I can't go past that because it's already hard enough to actually understand my wife.
So demisexuality is very closely related to asexuality,
uh-huh.
but not the same thing. When a person is demisexual, they only begin to feel sexual attraction after a strong emotional bond has been formed from a partner.
Oh, no, then that makes sense.
So like a
human being.
Yeah,
or
so I'm a human.
Something else.
Like a living thing.
No. Doesn't have to be living.
You formed
it's
a bond
basically
with
waifu.
Your bed.
No, you're. It's that's waifu. That's waifuism.
Is that
demi.
My webpage or is it my phone?
Are you spitting on yourself now?
Oh no! Look, doesn't it look dirty?
It's the webpage.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the.
But webpage. It looks dirty, so I'm like,
it's a weird design.
I need to wipe it.
But yeah, that really killed about 20 minutes. Either way. Congratulations on your move.
Thanks. I have high ceilings and two balconies. It's great. Patios? What's about? What's
you have
the
two
difference?
You have a patio.
Patio is the set, right?
No, the patio is the area.
Oh, okay.
What's a balcony?
Actually, you don't have a patio. You have a balcony.
No,
a patio
I have one
is,
patio and I have one balcony.
You have two balconies. Mom and dad have a patio.
Oh, that's a patio.
What's okay. a deck?
That's a deck.
Patio deck. It's called a patio deck.
It's not okay. called a patio deck. The patio.
See,
the
that's
patio.
A deck.
No,
you can have a patio and it's in the front.
No, the deck is the floor. The deck is the area. The patio is when you add chairs and tables.
No.
Yes. Yes.
The patio is the area.
That's why in the summer. That's why in the summer all the bars have patio time, right? But when it's not patio time, it's just a deck.
No.
What do you mean no? I'm gonna Google this.
Go, Siri. Siri, what's the difference between a patio and a deck?
And
what's
a deck? Balcony is an overhang.
No, a balcony is an overhang off the side of a building.
I'm exactly right. Hey. A structure of planks or plates approximately horizontal extending across
that's
a ship or boat. That's a deck.
Yes.
Which is what that
all
is.
Hands
until
on
you
deck.
Put a until you put furniture on it.
No,
it's a patio.
No. A patio is the area in which you entertain
can
people
we label,
on.
Can we name this patio or deck? That's it.
The patio is the area where you entertain people on off the side of your house in the backyard or the front yard. Okay? That's what the patio is.
Okay.
The deck in itself is where...
It's the
that's
floor.
Why it's called a patio
it's
deck.
Just the
that's
floor.
The floor.
It's
correct.
Not a patio deck.
That's why it's called a patio deck, like the planks of a ship.
Right.
Right? Anyways.
A patio is an outdoor space generally used for dining or recreation
there
that adjoins
go.
A residence and is typically paved. So it's not... technically a patio, and there's no such thing as a patio deck.
Yeah, type in
so
patio deck.
Patio can be either made of wood like ours or concrete.
Correct.
Yeah. It's an area for recreation.
That's okay. What I'm saying. That's what a patio is.
And that's a deck.
And that's a deck.
So that's a deck that's turned patio.
Yeah, it's a patio.
Is that
patio or
trans,
deck? I want to
trans,
see that as the title.
Deck.
Patio or deck. The 5 minutes we're spending on this. What's the difference between a patio and a deck? Here we go. For starters, let's define them. Patio is a Spanish word, which means a courtyard.
So it's a
patio
courtyard.
patio differs from a courtyard that isn't surrounded by walls. Whereas decks are primarily made of wood or composite wood. So
that is a
my
deck.
Friend, is a deck.
That's a deck. If it were made of concrete, it's a patio.
It's a
we're not gonna.
It's not a deck if
I'm
it's made of concrete.
You.
Patio or deck? Okay.
What happens if it was...
I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna take a picture of the deck. The
oh my god!
I'm gonna go to Twitter.
You go to Twitter.
Twitter is gonna say go to the voting thing.
Go to r/ what is this thing?
People will say it's a patio deck.
No, I'm not gonna specify what it is, and then people are gonna be like a table, a barbecue. Chair.
You have to say what's the area.
No, what is this thing? I'm just gonna take a picture. What is this?
Oh man.
And the Imager album says patio versus deck.
Oh boy. Well, good luck with that one.
I have a patio then.
No.
I have balconies.
You have a balcony.
Hang on, let me Google. Kay. What's a balcony?
A balcony is an overhang.
Yeah. Right.
Balcony versus...
And balconies can be patios.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Balcony versus...
balcony versus... Is there a thing that says balcony... See what I mean?
Okay. Hang on.
It's English and its definitions.
Listen. A balcony is a small second floor porch.
Uh-huh.
Hang on. I'm not done.
A balcony is a small second floor porch. A patio is a Spanish word.
Is a Spanish word.
That's what it says.
Oh man.
Balcony patio is a Spanish word. Period.
That's the difference.
That's the difference.
One's a word and one's a second floor porch.
Someone's trolling you, Daryl.
What is a porch now? There it is.
Porch versus patio?
Porch versus patio versus deck versus balcony.
Versus recreation area. Anyways, if you guys want to see Daryl's deck balcony, you should totally
subscribe
check
to Brian Republic.
Exactly. And
Brian's Republic.
Brian Republic.
At Brian Republic on Twitter.
There you go.
It's / B Republic on YouTube. But you can actually find both as Brian's Republic. Isn't that weird? I don't know. You helped me do that.
Because you're the only Brian Republic.
Yeah. So I made a joke on the live stream on YouTube about there we were introducing ourselves. Hi guys, my name is Brian. I'm the host of Brian's Republic, and I still don't know whether or not I could call my followers. We still don't know if they want to call themselves Republicans. Brian's Republicans.
Republicans.
Republicans. Oh yeah. That's pretty good.
It should be
People named bangers. Bangers and that, mash.
Those are our listeners. Well, that's yeah. Listeners to the
for the Imbangium or Imbanger.
There are bangers. Make sure you come out to our next event and bang with us.
speaking of vlogging, though, Daryl let me use his G7X
Mark II.
Mark II.
So Canon. Good. Canon.
Yeah, it's like night and day versus my 1080p Sony camera versus my phone. It's just like,
it's good. The image stabilization is like, it's as crazy. The British say, it's top.
It's yeah, top it's, notch. It's
quite top.
Yeah, And yeah.
So you're looking to invest.
I'm looking to invest. It's gonna G7. It's gonna be but another year though. No.
No, he's going to get a Sony.
A Sony.
At that point, A6700.
A6700 is probably a good one I'm going to be using.
With a Shure shotgun microphone. Is it Shure?
Yeah, Shure or Rode.
Rode, that's the one.
No,
I think you want Rode. Because you're beyond the road.
Yeah, the thing is on the road. I'm basically, I was actually doing what Casey Neistat was doing. He didn't allude to what he was doing. But I had my Sony camera on my tripod at home, and I would use my phone as my vlogging camera, right? And then every time I wanted to talk to people, it's just like, I don't want to hold my hand out with the vlogging camera, so I would sit down. So I'm thinking of investing in maybe a G7X for
your in-house?
In-house, and that stays, and then the...
But don't you have an SLR that you use?
Huh?
Don't you have an SLR that you use?
No, Francis keeps using it, but he's using it professionally. Like, he's making money. No, SLR doesn't record video.
I thought it did.
No, I wish.
Which?
If only. The
Dad's A330 or whatever, something like that.
I don't know what that is.
It's a camera. Just a
Dad's
DSLR.
Like DSLR.
Is it the silver one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
What? No, it's another silver one. Body. It's a different one.
I don't remember another DSLR.
Dad had a black body Sony that Kuya used.
But how long ago? Long time ago.
But like the lens.
What do you mean by a long time ago?
Yeah, you can change the lenses, but like you can't record.
Years, maybe.
You can't record on it.
So. I don't remember that.
Yeah, but you can only take pictures, no video.
I don't remember that. I only remember the 60D.
We never had a 60D.
Yeah, Dad. Francis uses that one now. That's a 60D.
Dad bought a 60D.
Yes. Yeah,
Dad bought it. Francis uses it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh wow!
Dad,
have I lived away from here? Yeah, for very long.
No, yeah. Actually, Dad only got the 60D 2 years ago, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so the 60D, 60D Dell, we were using. That's the black
Francis
one that you think about.
Francis has the 5D.
He has the 6D.
Oh, 6D.
The 6D. Yeah. Yeah. So, and but he's been using that.
Now he has a drone.
I know.
As an Inspire or whatever.
Right? I just want him to give me drone shots so I can just put it into my video. Every week he does drone shots, I just want to take his dump and just go and put it onto my videos.
Go for it. Just make video sure courtesy dump. Of and then
yeah, link courtesy. Oh, that'd be so sweet. Francis, you need to help me, Francis.
Yeah, he should join us one day.
Yes,
when we have enough mics.
There's not enough mics.
We do.
Do we have?
Yeah.
We have enough mic stands. Wait, is this the new format? You were talking about a new format last week last time.
This format? Do you mean the one that I actually had a list instead of going, oh, I wonder what's on Facebook? I was like, here's the list. I made the format was...
I thought you meant the podcast format was changing.
No, the format of us
gathering
going...
Of gathering...
Of trying to figure out what we were going to talk about.
It's in the other drawer.
Oh, it's the other drawer?
Yeah.
Or
that's
here it is. There.
Yeah, that's a SM57. This mic.
It's that mic.
I also have two mics. Like, no, I have the
no,
two.
No, I already took it back.
No, I know. That's this one that I stole from you, I think. Yeah, I stole this one from you, and I still have two Shure microphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not
You can use them.
They're not this style.
No.
They're the rounded ones.
Oh, really? Oh, no, it's not Shure. The one I...
Aren't
you
those
probably
Shures?
Have...
Behringer?
No, you probably have my Behringers.
Behringer, Behringer.
Oh, is it Behringer?
It's Behringer.
Behringer.
Behringer, yeah.
There is a Behringer.
This one.
Bottle.
Yeah, that one. I have those ones.
On the shelf.
I have two of those.
To throw that away.
I have two of those.
Yeah, this is what we used when we toured, when we performed.
Oh, De France.
When we were in a band, Daryl. when we were boys in bands.
Band boys
in band. But yeah, I can't wait because...
Oh, Darian, we should be fun. We're changing where we're recording, right?
Are we?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, we're...
Because is now, it at your place?
No. No. Well, but it'll be at my place.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's going
to... I'm literally like 2 minutes away from his place now.
Right? Yeah.
Instead of us driving up here.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
you take have to drive now.
Oh, okay. You can take the... Just take the train. For some reason, ever since I started driving, you still take the train and bus, but ever since I started driving, I can't lose that hour of my life anymore.
It's great for sleeping.
It's fantastic.
It's great for sleeping.
It's true. Yeah.
You don't have to pay attention to anything.
Yeah. That's you're right. I guess
it's like teleporting.
My shorter commute. It's
a very long teleportation.
It is very true because I used to take the 301 to downtown. And I knew how long it took. So I fell asleep as soon as I got into the chair. And then I wake up like, oh, I got to get off now. Like, oh, yes.
It's great. It's great when the stop you get off is when all the students get off also. Because you automatically wake up. Because everyone's moving.
It works, man. People do it every day.
You know, I wouldn't mind living in a city where all I have to do is travel.
I don't mind
on a bus
it at
or
all.
A train.
Yeah, right now it's a 2 minute walk out the door.
I get, no, well, the,
it's yeah, really, it's a 4 minute walk to the bus stop it's from my door.
It's good,
and then it's a 15 minute bus ride.
It's
and
good. Then it's another minute walk. If you're connected everywhere,
Calgary's not connected everywhere.
Yeah, that's the problem. But if you're going to like high traffic places,
you don't need to be connected everywhere. You just have to care about the people you're connected to.
Other problem I have is I tried to use the bus one time. And remember when I used to live on 58th Avenue?
Yeah.
Right across the Chinook?
Mm-hmm.
When I tried to take the bus one day, and then I missed it. And I said to myself, this is why I drive. I will never miss my car. I'll be late.
It
would be my fault.
I still bus 4 days a week, man.
Yeah,
I drive once a week, so
I don't know.
It keeps my insurance rates down. It's great.
Anyway, that's good. This is the format is probably going to continue to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure that we actually have five or six topics that we're going to be doing. Another thing is, does that work?
No.
Another thing is, I'm thinking of doing one of the ideas I had before when we started this was a quick topic, like 5 or 6 or 10 topics.
Oh, like a thesis.
That we would...
These are the 5 points we're going to cover today.
No. No, it wouldn't have to do...
The conclusion and the relevancy of all this is the internet is fun.
We'll have the 5 main topics that we would want to talk about, but then we'd be like, I'm going to try and find, you know, small topics that, like a little fun facts or something. Oh, this week this happened and this happened and this happened.
Philip DeFranco's secret link of the day.
But no one can click that on a podcast, Daryl.
Why not? I'm totally fine. How much time are we at?
I think we're at a good time, 68.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's been a good day. Once again, good job,
I'm
boys.
Sore. I'm gonna go home and take a bath.
I'm gonna try and figure out. I'm still hungry. I was hangry earlier today.
Didn't you have
a Burger King?
I did a royal.
A what?
A royal.
Royal meal.
A royal meal.
I did because I was like.
There's no Burger King near our house, right?
Yeah,
why.
No,
there's
because
no Burger King, Darian.
No, it's because there's
how near is the closest Burger King?
17th
like
Avenue.
Minutes away.
Yeah, 15 wow. minutes away from us. But anyways, I was just like, yep. I'm gonna go and grab some Burger King because there was no rice, and it takes 20 minutes for rice, and I'm just like, I'm not gonna wait for rice. I love the food. The food was gonna be great with rice, but no, I had to get Burger King. $5. Thank goodness for
it was
food that's still $5. I know. I love
chicken
it.
Chicken affricata. That's what we're
doing. All right. Well, again, thank you very much, guys, for listening today. We will see you in the next Embanging podcast. That'll be in 2 weeks from now or a fortnight.
I want to start tracking the moon phases so I can say when the next moon phase you can listen to us is.
What would we do?
How about the Tsukiyomi
current moon phase? Here we go. So one day I'll have a watch that has a moon phase on it.
Neko Mimi.
Neko Mimi moon phase. Neko Mimi Modo. Suki Mumi. Suki Mono.
Oh, we're coming on to a... We're at a waning crescent.
We'll be at a waning crescent in the sky the next time our podcast. Oh, no. Then what's on that? 2 weeks from now. Or 2 weeks from when it's released.
That would be a waxing crescent.
Oh, the crescent will be waxing 2 weeks from now. So hopefully you guys can join in. If you have, while you're talking, if you guys want to check us out, find us on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook.
Oh, waxing gibbous, of course.
Oh, it's a waxing. Of course. Sorry, we will be waxing gibbous. Instead of whoever he is. The moon will be a waxing gibbous in 2 weeks from now when it gets uploaded. Yeah, we could do that. If you want to say hello, find us on Facebook at Imbangium. Also, find us on Instagram at Imbangium, Snapchat at Imbangium, Twitter at Imbangium. And if you want to send us an email, if you'd like to, you know, get down and dirty and personal, send us an email at imbangium@gmail.com. Now, if you don't know how to spell imbangium, I feel sorry for you, but it's Y-M-V-A-N-G-I-U-M.
Why would you feel sorry for them? Everyone I meet is just like, how do you pronounce that?
Exactly.
It's just because they just treat the Y as an I and then read it. What do you think?
Imbangium.
We're in America. A North America.
Yeah, but you know what happens is everyone's minds
They go jello. Yam-bang.
Yeah, because they all they see is consonant, and then a vowel.
There's one vowel in a six-letter word. It's fine.
Yeah, no, but three consonants.
I'm what? Sorry.
You said five letters. Do you not know your last
name? That's my middle name. My middle name is five letters.
Yeah, it has two vowels in it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
See, there's a good ratio, right? There's a good ratio. You've got the three vowels in your first name plus three consonants. Yeah. But then our last name messes it all up.
It's consonant.
Just like
consonant,
my first name. Consonant. My first, people get confused. I have one vowel. D-A-R-Y-L-L.
Yeah.
Y-M-B-A-N-G.
So no, your Y is treated as a vowel.
Vowel. In your name, your Y is treated as a vowel.
Well, same with our last name. So do the same for both.
Yeah, there you go.
How did you say my first name? Say my last name.
Yeah. So it's Imbang, but the Y is pronounced like the Y in my first name.
Anyway, I'm Daryl.
I'm Darian.
And this is Brian.
Signing off.
Thanks again for listening, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Cheers.
Ciao. Bye.